This is an Aero News Touch and Go for March 14, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Following weeks of anticipation, Gulfstream Aerospace yesterday introduced the Gulfstream G650 ultra-large cabin business jet. The G650 boasts a range of 7,000 nautical miles at 0.85 Mach. Top speed is 0.925 Mach, which will make it the fastest civil aircraft flying. Ceiling is 51,000 feet, allowing the G650 to avoid airline congestion and adverse weather. Gulfstream expects to begin customer deliveries in 2012, following FAA and EASA certification in 2011. Diamond Aircraft Thursday had some bad news and good news for customers waiting for their D-jets. The bad news, first deliveries have been pushed back from late this year to the second quarter of 2009. The good news, it's gaining 336 pounds of thrust, better bleed air handling, and better fuel efficiency. Diamond announced it's changing out the design's Williams FJ33-4A-15 engine for the newer -19 version, which offers a significant advance in technology. Thrust is up from 1564 to 1900 pounds nominal, making the aircraft more capable. Diamond President Peter Maurer says waiting for the change now, rather than equipping early builds with the older engine design, has another advantage for customers. The decision, quote, ensures one configuration and maximum resale value for all delivered aircraft, unquote. It's a tough week to be Boeing. Hot off the loss of the U.S. Air Force aerial tanker contract to Northrop Grumman and Eads, Boeing is now facing skepticism from customers over its statements that the 787 Dreamliner remains on its twice-delayed development schedule. As ANN reported last week, Goldman Sachs analyst Richard Safran is on record predicting the company will announce another delay, citing unnamed sources. The Seattle Times reports several airline executives and industry analysts at this week's International Society of Transport Aircraft Trading Conference in Orlando, Florida, took Boeing to task over its latest reassurances that the 787 program remains on target for its first flight in June. One senior executive with a leasing company told the paper Boeing's timetable, quote, was always aggressive, now it's not achievable, unquote. The future of one of the busiest flight schools in the United States is in doubt now after its third fatal crash in less than 5 months. This time, the victims included the man who was the co-owner and chief instructor for the school. We're talking about Kemper Aviation, based at Lantana Airport in Florida. School officials told the Palm Beach Post that Jeff Rozelle was flying over Lake Okeechobee Thursday morning with three passengers from Florida Atlantic University to survey migratory birds for a research project. The wreckage of the plane was found on ranch land in Martin County. There were no survivors. The NTSB had two investigators on their way to the accident scene Thursday afternoon. Sadly, they've become frequent visitors. The board is already investigating fatal accidents involving the school's planes and students last October 27th and December 8th. Rozelle is survived by his wife, Jennifer, who manages the office at the school, and their two children. The family of his business partner, Akshay Mohan, who works from India, declined to predict whether the Part 141 school itself could continue in operation. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. A deaf pilot has filed a lawsuit because of his unsuccessful go-around. A space station camera gets close-ups of Endeavour. And the merger mania starting gun remains in the hands of the pilots. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, ANN's Jim Campbell gets an update on Delta Connection Academy from Director of Training Larry Wade. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.